Brian Mazurowski and Joe Beamer here on WBEN. What'd you do? What'd you do last week, Joe?
I'm prepared for this question, Brian. Welcome aboard. Happy Monday.
I know. I saw you took 2 days vacation, so I mean,
I took 1 day vacation.
Not getting a full. Oh yeah.
Did it feel like I wasn't here for 2 days?
I was thinking to myself. I combined us.
Oh yeah. See, yeah. We took 2 days. Last week, I'd like to say I contributed to 4 hours of entertaining programming,
mm-hmm.
9 to 10 Monday through Thursday. I'd like to say that I also put logs and weather together for David and Tom, which their producers will sometimes perfect, but I put the initial out there.
Mm-hmm.
I put together stuff for a show. We ended up not using it, but I did put some audio together. I posted this very show that we're speaking on now, and I would say that is a pretty full week. Now, I did take Sunday off, but I'd like my employer to remember, Sunday is volunteer time. And that is,
there you go.
I love that show. I love this station. And I have no problem doing that. But yes, I did miss Sunday this week. So that's what my email to Tim Wenger and Lisa Polizzi would look like.
So I don't, you know, imagine you're a federal worker and you get this email to begin with. Like, one, I think I would kind of be like, who's Elon Musk? Like, are you my boss? Like, what's going on here?
See,
right? Do I respond to you? Like, who says?
I mean, you don't have to, but he does have the authority to.
Does he?
Bring the report back to the president, who has the authority.
Yeah, no, and what? And like, I'm working in the, you know, Social Security office in Buffalo, New York, and I'm supposed to believe that if I don't respond to this email, that the world's richest person is going to... I'm sorry. I choked on myself thinking about it. That the world's richest person is waiting for an email from me. And if he doesn't get one, he's going to report that to the president of the United States, who is then going to fire me because I didn't respond to your email that was sent out on Friday night.
I mean, well...
Like, come on. Give me a break.
We'll have to see. But the premise, in my opinion, is not that crazy.
Yes.
The how does it get to affecting my job? But the premise, because Brian, you and I, here in other places, have worked with people that you get to your desk and go, the hell does that person do?
We've all worked
with that person.
What we're talking about, people at the State Department, the Pentagon, Homeland Security, the FBI, a lot of federal workers. I mean, the numbers are either thousands or millions, depending on what report you read this morning, have all gotten an email from Elon Musk saying to list your accomplishments from last week or risk losing your job. Well, here's Kelly Meyer from News Nation.
On X in this post saying, quote, the reason this matters is that a significant number of people who are supposed to be working for the government are doing so little work that they are not checking their email at all.
Okay, I'm going to stop it right there. This does not just apply to the federal government. Right. Like, to everyone out there, 803-0930. I don't want you to respond to an email from Elon Musk. I want you to respond to us. 803-0930.
Your job depends on calling us.
What you did last week, and you don't need to work for the federal government for this to know, you know, what she just said. That's Kelly Meyer of News Nation. Elon Musk says that there's a lot of people who are worried. They're not doing anything at all. They're not checking their email. They won't even see that an email was sent in their job in the federal government. They don't do anything. I mean, come on. This is not just the federal government we're talking about. How many people do you know that you work with that you could say that about, like, what does this person do all day?
Mm-hmm.
I've heard every single person in my life say that about somebody at least once in their life. Am I right? So now it's in the federal government. So we'll get a little bit more on, you know, what's going on here.
The Defense Department telling personnel to pause any response to the email. FBI Director Kash Patel sent an email to the FBI workforce on Saturday night telling them to pause responding. We have a copy of that email that Patel sent. And the National Weather Service, for example, they did tell workers to reply to the email. So two of the largest unions representing federal workers told their members to be cautious responding or to not respond at all. The chief of DOGE even said he's already received a large number of good responses so far, but some lawmakers are flat out calling him expletives on X for this demand to federal employees. Democratic Senator Tina Smith of Minnesota said this is, quote, the ultimate blank boss move from Musk, except he isn't even the boss. He's just a blank. And this is even receiving pushback from Republicans, as Senator Lisa Murkowski of Alaska called it, quote, an absurd weekend email.
She said if Musk wants to understand what they accomplish, he should get to know each agency. But what do you think about this? 803-0930, you can call us or send us a text on our Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board. Joe, you said the premise is a good one.
Yeah. I mean, there are jobs where you have to report everything you do.
Right. But then there are also jobs that I think it would be pretty tough to, if you got an email all of a sudden, I want to see in my inbox a list of accomplishments. And this, again, like this would extend further than just federal jobs that we're talking about. Like, I'd like to know everybody in their own job. You know, what did you do? What were some of your accomplishments over the last? I mean, what percentage of people would look at that? I would look at this. I would open this up and look at it and say, my accomplishments. I showed up and I did my job.
What's your job?
I showed up. I did, you know, 5 hours of radio shows.
Yeah.
How prepared they were? Well, I don't know. Were you listening? You tell me. You know, you be the judge. And then, you know, worked on planning what's going to come up for the next 5 hours. Yeah. And the next 5 hours and the next 5 hours.
Yeah, I think your job would be very easy to explain. Like, hey, turn the radio on. Here's what I did.
But I write that. You know, what did you accomplish? I don't know. You tell me, what did I accomplish?
There was no dead air.
Somebody texted in this morning a little bit earlier on. You know, what do these government employees actually produce? They don't produce anything. We so soon forget about the... Now, they said Sumitomo rubber employees, and then this is the one I want to focus on. Big Lots employees. Like, whoa. So you're saying everyone in the federal government produces less than somebody who works at Big Lots? Come on.
I mean, not now.
You got an email. You work at Big Lots. I was just there yesterday. They're working.
How the deals?
Eh.
You got like 4 days left and they're still not?
Nah. You work there. You get that email. You're working the cash register at Big Lots.
Yeah.
What do you respond with?
But I think most jobs...
List your accomplishments of the past week. Accomplishments. Like I did...
I balanced my drawer.
Is that an accomplishment?
Well, as someone who was fired for not balancing their drawer when he was 16, that is an accomplishment.
I don't, like, can it be as simple
I
as...
I used the marker to test the 50.
Is this a way of you asking what I do? Like, you trying to understand what every job is? And also, who's opening and reading thousands and millions of emails? And who are these people that we're paying now? Apparently, we're paying way more government employees just to figure out what all the other government employees do.
Or, I mean, this is, I think, very much a big-scale version of the Bobs in Office Space. You know? What do you do? I deal with the customers. You know? I mean, that really is what this is. And no, with the government, there's obviously people who are on security detail, right? What's their job? I guard this building, or I guard... this complex. I keep an eye for, I mean, yes, some jobs, what did you accomplish? Well, I was on alert. That's the accomplishment.
What did you accomplish?
But what you're looking for within this are the waste of people that, what is your job? I mean, could two people do that job? And we're not talking about high-level officials. I think we're talking about people who are in the weeds and maybe have gone administration, holding a job that really isn't necessary anymore.
What did you do? I did the job you hired me to do. Like, that's end of accomplishments. There you go.
But Trump probably didn't hire that person. It was probably hired in a different administration.
What does, even before this story, I was thinking about this just a little bit differently because of the asteroid. That's the thing that got me, you know, really thinking. Because everyone likes the idea of cuts, you know, cutting back the federal government. We were talking with Steve Roberts earlier this morning. It's a very popular idea to say, hey, we spend a lot of money, we waste a lot of money. Joe, we talk about at least one item every single morning, you know, here of a government. Usually it's a state government somewhere in the U.S. Sometimes it's the federal government, but of wasteful spending that we have, of some like crazy project. And I think that there's a lot of people who say, okay, we need to get back on that. But generally, we're talking about spending money on not necessarily people and their jobs and what they do, but you're spending money on, you know, for example, the 33 Project. That's, you know, largely federally supported with federal dollars of, you know, here, how many people would describe that as a, you know, great way to spend the money? Not even the people who live there were. You know, hey, we're going to spend $1 billion and we're going to put a lid on this part of the expressway and everyone's going to love it.
Waste of money.
Not really. Yeah, people would say, well, that seems like a waste of money. But like that's the kind of thing that people are talking about, not necessarily everybody who works down at the IRS in your local community. Like that's not the first place everybody wants to look. But, and I kept thinking about the asteroid. And I'm like, you know, someone's job, and not just someone, it's a lot of people's job. NASA. I think about people who track satellites. You know, oh, what was your job? Well, I looked at the satellite. Yeah. You know, there's nothing really flashy about it, but somebody's got to do it.
That's an important job.
But if you don't know what it is, you just see this. Hey, what did you do? Well, I watched the satellite. That might not be impressive to whoever's reading this. We don't even know who's reading this email that comes in as a response. The asteroid gets me because you got a bunch of people who respond to this email and, oh, what did you do? What was your accomplishment last week? What was your duties? It's like, well, I watched the screen. Yeah, I just sat back here, watched it.
Then you say what's on the screen that you're watching.
Yeah, same stuff that there always is. A couple little things flying by, and we've seen them before.
If you're going to have that and attitude then, about the email, maybe we should replace you.
Yeah, right. And then you get rid of them all, and then we don't see the asteroid that's hurtling toward Earth, and no one knows about it.
I mean, I'm pretty sure that's not what they're going to do.
How do you know? No one knows what they're going to do.
Elon Musk is a space guy. I think he knows what the people who are watching the asteroids are doing. Hey, our space department is obviously not doing a good job. They left two astronauts up there. And Elon had to save them. And I think you're missing the point. I think it's more than just the positions of the people. Yeah, I think there's a lot of fat that has to do with jobs and these six-figure paychecks that who knows. But I think it's also in those emails, Brian, if you do read them, maybe there's projects that someone mentions they're working on that's also wasteful in the eyes of the administration. It does go more than just, in my opinion. Again, this is me, dumb guy on the outside looking in. I have no idea. This is how I interpret it. It's more than just the job. It's also, what are some projects that maybe aren't a necessity that we're spending money on that we don't need to be spending money on? Department of Education is a big one. What is the federal Department of Education doing when education usually is spent at the state level? That's a big one. So what do these emails show? Hey, maybe what's being done with it? It could be a positive. Oh, you know what? This is really important. We do need to keep these people.
What I think you're seeing right now is just the classic pendulum swings back and forth. And it was so far in one direction. You know, like what would be a realistic response that a normal person would make? You'd kind of go through the budget. You'd go through where some of this money's being spent, where money's being earmarked. And you'd kind of say, all right, you point to this. You'd point to that. And you'd say, this can probably go. Like, do we really need this? You know, let's get rid of this from the thing. And you kind of do this carefully. But the pendulum was kind of on one side where for so long, we just didn't do any of that. And, you know, nothing was ever cut and everything stayed the same. And it kind of bloated and bloated and bloated. And no one ever went through with a fine tooth. So now the pendulum swings to the other end where it's just like, you know, it's not just like, it's here's Musk with the chainsaw. And he's got it up there. And he's the maniac from the movie. And he's going to slash and burn the federal government. And we're just going to fire everybody and then see what happens.
But we're not firing everybody.
But you're going through and you don't know. And like the idea to me, here's the problem. Elon Musk, again, sends an email out to thousands, if not a couple million federal employees. What did you do? You have to respond to this by the end. And I don't know who's looking at this email. I don't know who's deciding what. Because I sure as hell know that the world's richest man who's running however many companies is, again, not waiting with bated breath for my response to go report it to the President of the United States.
Maybe he
because if you want to talk about a waste, that right there is a waste of brain power and time to have the President of the United States waiting on every individual email response going.
Or maybe
because
Grok
it's certainly
is
not
it.
Happening.
Maybe Grok is looking at it.
I mean, oh, great. Just what I want.
I'm
the
just saying,
AI deciding if I get to keep my job or not.
I'm telling you right now, I think there's more to these emails than just, oh, what's everyone doing? I mean, that is a part of it. And, you know, there are a lot of jobs where you have to report each and everything you do. I don't think it's that crazy to ask the federal employees to do that.
Listen, I don't think that's crazy at all. The way it's being done, I think, is stupid.
I think some of what you're saying, and we'll get to Jim, sorry. I think some of what you're saying is the fear that some of these federal employees want you to think. That's how they've been able to keep their job for decades.
What fear?
Fear of, oh my gosh, if we start getting rid of the government employees, the asteroid might hit us.
Well, I mean, you can't really say that if you work for the IRS.
Exactly.
Jim and Clarence, here on WBEM, what's going on?
Just want to throw out to you guys one thing that no one is discussing. These are federal employees. They don't have access to computers on the weekends. They can't get into any of their systems on the weekends.
Okay. And?
So you've got all this news, and everybody's expecting people to respond to something when they get to work this morning. They don't even have access to their computers over the weekends. And everybody's freaking out about it. It's like they can't get into their computers.
Yeah, but they get into the computer today, right? And then what happens when this email comes out? What would be your response?
Well, first of all, I'd have to explain to my boss why I'm not doing what I'm supposed to be doing. Because I can't do my job because some idiot's telling me that I can't, you know, don't do your job today. You need to enumerate what you did last week.
Oh.
I don't know what the answer is. I'm just saying I'm listening to all the news as if everybody checks their emails on the weekend like we all do our personal email, but they're federal employees. They can't get into their equipment because they get to work.
Jim, I like that you brought up a good point. Joe, you sent me an email. When are you expecting a response?
If I send you an email?
Yeah.
I mean, I would hope that you have enough respect for me to respond within 24 hours.
Okay, but that's... Oh, all right. I thought you were going to say like...
If I ever need something for you, I just text you. I don't email you.
Yeah, but like, pretend I'm just... you work somewhere else in the building. You send me an email to my work email. Like, what is the time period you're expecting a response in?
24 hours.
I think that's reasonable.
I do not...
To something that needs a response.
Yeah. I also don't believe in urgent emails in 2025.
Yeah. Yeah, that's...
I don't...
It's five steps to log into the email, and you can... If you want to access it on your phone, it's another five steps. If you need something urgent, you send a text message or call.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I've never gotten... Working here, I've never gotten an email that was urgent. If it's urgent, I get a text.
Yeah.
Or a call. Like you said.
But I think 24 hours. But I could see some people saying, because we work at different hours than everyone else in the building. I mean, I'll get emails sometimes at 10-something, 11-something, around noon, a reasonable time that I would think everyone's expecting a response back that day.
Nah. Not us. I mean, you should know our shift.
You get it back at like 4 or 5 a.m. the next day.
Yeah. Yeah, no. I think you also have people working different shifts. You should not assume that if they're off their shift, they're glued to their work email, unless you're someone who's on call. I mean, it does go with that as well. There's also this idea of shell employees, Brian, that we haven't gotten to. And, you know, the shell employee that's not a real person, it's a fictitious person that the department keeps on the payroll so they can bring money in for their department.
That's...
Also rooting those people out. Yeah, it might just be $100,000, but hey, every penny, that's the whole point of Doge.
Well, no pennies.
Every penny counted is what I mean.
Well, but we got rid of the pennies.
I'm sorry. Yeah. Every dime counted.
Yeah, that's right. Going to round it up. We'll be more on this and that. Round up your week. What did you do at work? You can let us know. Or how would you describe it? 803-0930. BMaz and Beamer on WBEN. It's Brian Mazurowski and Joe Beamer on WBEN. What did you do last week? We want to know. Call form, text form. You can let us know. 803-0930 here on WBEN. Talking about the email sent to federal employees asking for, well, just a list of what did you do, a list of accomplishments, your achievements, everything from the past week, and what went on. 803-0930, I think you and I, Joe, agree that the concept is not a crazy one.
Right.
That it's actually probably, I think a lot of jobs would benefit from having that sort of accountability or oversight.
I encourage Odyssey to ask me every week. I will send a detailed email.
What did you do this week? Where did you go? What do you think would happen if I just responded? Nothing. Nothing much.
What's this guy hiding? What's this guy in Buffalo hiding?
But it brings up a lot of questions. Like, first, as the caller said, and a lot of people on our text board said, what are you talking about? Well, I can access my email any day of the week. But regardless of when you can or can't, how often are you on your work email? If somebody gets or messages you or sends you something work-related, what is the reasonable response time? I think both of us kind of settled in on 24 hours. Like, 24 hours is pretty good. Over that, you're like, what the heck is this person doing? Under that is great.
That's also us in our position, right? I do think there are probably some positions where you have to be on your email more often. But, you know, I would say...
And also, if you worked a regular shift where everyone else is working...
Yes.
You know, like, if you get an email at 10 in the morning and you didn't respond the entire day...
What's this guy doing?
Probably.
Yeah. I mean, also, for me, like, if something comes up, hey, Joe, we need you tonight, well, why would you send me that in email form? You have my number. Like, for me personally, it's like, you have my number. Text me, call me.
Absolutely.
Don't send that in email. Actually, nothing urgent. Even when I'm in the office, don't send, if it's urgent, text me.
When I send people emails at 5 a.m., I'm not exactly expecting a response. Like, I'm not annoyed when I don't hear back until I'm about to leave.
Right. Yeah. That's why I always say when Schumer doesn't get back to me for Hardline, well, I sent it at 5 a.m.
Yeah. Sent it at 5 a.m. How are you supposed to respond to this in 4 days?
Yeah. Exactly.
They just wash over the emails after. But, you know, that's one thing. You know, how often do you respond? How often do you look at the email inside or outside of work hours? But, you know, the other is that list of what. How would you answer that question? And you don't have to be a federal employee to, you know, answer that. 803-0930. The idea of listing your achievements, I think, is it's easier done for some people in some jobs than it is for others, you know? And, like, what's an achievement? It depends on your mindset, maybe. I view most of what I do is not an achievement. It's just the job. Like, right. What do you, I did the job. And that's how I've always viewed anything, you know, except for the rare occasions when it's, like, way above and beyond. You know, even something that turns out really good, it's just part of the job.
Yeah, but that you've achieved... The goals that the employer set for you to give you money at the end of the week.
I did the job.
Right. But that's an achievement.
I guess so.
Maybe
I,
not for you personally, but for the people that are paying you,
it is. That's
the
bar.
Yeah.
But other jobs...
I don't have emails looking to see if you go over the bar. It's what is the bar of the job that the taxpayers are paying you for?
See, but then I would get a little offended, and I guess this isn't coming from a supervisor in this case, but if I got an email saying, like, asking me... After however many years, what do you do? Like, I'd be like, well, what do you mean? What do I do? You don't know. If I'm like a regular person who goes to work, does their job every day, does a good job, and then you get an email from someone who's supposed to be a boss, like, hey, what exactly do you do? Can you explain to me your job? Like, wait, you don't know what my job is? You're supposed to be my boss.
But when you put it that way, but when you're talking about changeover every 4 years of who's overlooking your job, that's not that crazy. I mean, say we went to another company tomorrow, and the new boss comes in and goes, so what do you two do? Like, okay, it makes sense.
No.
We haven't worked for you for 10 years.
Well, then it would make less sense. What do I do? What'd you just hire me to do?
They haven't hired you yet. They bought the station. They didn't hire you yet. And I think that's how this is. Hey, you weren't hired under this administration. What is it that you do? Do you fit the bill or don't you? I think a lot of people will.
That fits. The thing that really is just the, again, the concept I think is probably beneficial to a lot of people. How can you argue with that idea of like, hey, yes, you pay me. I actually do work here. The idea of who exactly is reading this email, like what's being done with the email, that's what, to me...
That's the explanation you want? You want Elon to send you the email of who's looking over the emails?
Well, I would like an answer of, you know, we're combing through this, we're getting emails from hundreds of thousands of employees maybe today, and I guess presumably we're looking through all of them to see if you do stuff. Like, you want me to put time and effort into writing this email. We're looking, well, who are all these new people we hired to email and then look through emails and read all this stuff? How much are we spending on that? And I, just the idea that the email is coming from Elon Musk and then going back to him, right, that I'm working in, you know, whatever it is, in Buffalo, New York, I'm working with the IRS, I'm working at Social Security, I'm working in the passport office, I'm, you know, doing this or that as a federal employee, and I'm to expect that the world's richest man is waiting on my email. He's going to get it. He's going to look over it and say, yes, thumbs up, thumbs down, and then pass that report to the President of the United States. That does not sound like government efficiency to me, and it sounds too unrealistic for me to ever believe that it's actually going to happen.
I will say, I mean, Elon has volunteered his time because I think he believes, as many people do, that, you know, waste needs to be filtered out, and however that looks. I also think this first round of emails, Brian, I'll go back to what I said in the first segment. I think it's a lot to see, okay, do all these employees actually do a job? Are they actually real people? Are they not shell employees? And I don't think it's crazy to think that Elon Musk, maybe not an AI generator, that might have been going a little too far, but, you know, there's a checklist. Okay, who responded to this email and who didn't? And the people whose name does not have a check mark are the ones that get the magnifying glass. Now, I don't know. I've never run a business, probably will never run a business, but I would assume this first batch of emails, it's not going to be a detailed look. It's going to be who responded, who didn't, and let's put the magnifying glass on. Does Brian Mazurowski actually exist, or is this a made-up person to collect a paycheck for the department to do their pleasing? I think that might be where we start. Again, I don't know, and maybe we'll get the answer. But... That's how I look at this first round of emails.
So we'll go to our text board here, 803-0930 on our Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board. Someone said, my cousin-in-law works for the FDA at a supervisor position. She could not get into her government email until the morning at the office, and she's annoyed, which I could see that happening today. Someone else said it's a perfect solution for a boss that doesn't hover and has many employees. Okay. Someone else said a lot of redundancy in federal government. And then another person said we all got that email from a new dean, right? If you're working at a university, someone new comes in charge, like, hey, please explain. Like that I understand. But it's also on a much smaller scale. I mean, a college would have a lot of employees.
Right.
But still, it would be kind of enough to, okay, like, hey, can everyone just send for so I know and can get a grasp of what everybody does here? And you talk about a place that needs to make some cutbacks. Right, we've been talking about colleges and universities in that respect for a number of years now,
yeah,
with how bloated the cost has gotten. Like, it makes sense. I just don't, on a wide scale, like this big sweeping brush, it just doesn't make a lot of sense to me. Sending this to your boss makes sense. Having 2 million people send this to one person does not.
No, I mean, I to the point of the texter, you know, we have a new CEO. No one's asked us. You know, they haven't asked for...
Should we be concerned? Maybe they did and I deleted it.
Yeah.
They're like, hey, Brian, you are extremely efficient at deleting emails.
Yes, yeah. Hey.
How is it done? Can you show me?
Maybe Brian has an AI.
It's very simple.
On his yeah, email account.
Just like, hey, delete it.
I have to say, I mean, I think they're going to find that, you know, there's a lot of people within the federal government that are doing the job. But obviously, the buyouts did not eliminate enough federal employees, Brian. So this is the next step. I will say this. I was with someone over the weekend who is contracted by the federal government. Now, I'm not sure people who are contracted by the federal government got this email, Brian. I might be wrong. And I'll tell you, if they need a report on him, I will... Two thumbs up, because he missed most of the weekend's activities because he was writing a report for the feds. So I will say his email will probably be very full.
Well, and I have to say, I mean, this is it's still a better idea than just kind of across the board cuts and then finding out later.
We need
that
person.
It's better than assuming that you have a bunch of people who aren't doing anything, right? And cutting a whole bunch of people before you actually do a little digging into. So it is better than that. And, you know, how do you do this? You mentioned shell jobs, right? You know, how do you do this on a smaller scale? Well, might it be tough because you'd have people who are protecting funding for their whatever it is, their branch, their department, their project that they're working on.
Lit on the highway.
Their employees, all this kind of stuff. It might be tough to do it on a smaller scale where you're not going to achieve as much. Okay. I still think it is, it is just maybe if it was somebody else in charge. Like, maybe it's that.
So Elon's not your cup of tea?
I have no problem with him.
Yeah.
I just can't get...
I mean, for this...
Yeah, I cannot get over the idea of you sending, I'm working, again, talked about it a half hour ago, I'll say it again. Me working in the IRS office in Buffalo, getting an email from the richest person in the world asking me to explain my job, and then, presumably the multi-billionaire is going to report what I do to somebody in the president of the United States office, and they'll decide give me a thumbs up or thumbs down.
I think this is Trump and Elon. They want to run the government like a business. Elon did the same thing with his companies. I think he wants to use that practice for the federal government.
Where does that start, or where does that end? You want to run the government like a business.
I mean, there's obviously some exceptions. I don't think anyone. I mean, your business doesn't have to.
It's like the people complain every 3 or 5 years. You hear about the post office, and everyone will complain about how much money they're losing, and this can't be run. Should the post office be run like a business? Well, it's not a business. It's the postal service. Like, it's a service that the government provides. It's not going to make money.
But it doesn't need to bleed money. Like, I totally think that we would be fine with 4-day-a-week mail. It does not need to be 6 days a week.
There's a lot of mail that goes out there. I mean, there's a lot of stuff that gets sent, and a lot of people who need things as fast as possible.
And the people who need things fast as possible don't use the USPS.
Yeah, you have a point there.
Right? I mean, again, I'm not anti-mail. I have a friend, a very good friend who's a postman. Hopefully he's not listening. But I've always said, we could at least get rid of Saturday. Like, yes, I understand. It's not a business. It's not a for-profit business. But there are things that don't need to bleed money the way they do.
Maybe.
And the government doesn't make the money they used to make from Amazon because Amazon went out and bought a bunch of trucks. So you don't see the USPS making that billion from Sunday deliveries.
Wouldn't you love to know how that's going in the winter? They seem to not have a problem. For everyone who's, EVs in the winter, I have not seen a broken down Amazon Rivian.
But I need to look at their route. It could be a very small route. There's a lot of them out.
There's no way with how packed those trucks are.
That's a good point.
That they're just running little,
You ever see how many stops those things make, though? My little
and they're running the entire time.
That's true. Yeah,
I mean, they're out filled to the brim with packages, running the entire time in the cold here. I'm impressed.
You want Jeff Bezos to release that report?
I would like to see. Have you seen one or heard anybody talk about one at all?
No, I have I have seen more USPS trucks on the back of a flatbed than Amazon trucks.
I've never seen one. I have not seen one broken down.
And those aren't electric.
And these are all like these new Rivian electric. Every now and then I'll see, usually it's on the highway, like an older, I don't even know if it's older, but they still do use like gas powered, a usual delivery truck. But most of it in every neighborhood is one of these Rivian electric new Amazon. I mean, everyone knows the look of it by now.
Yeah.
And to think the winter we've had, and I haven't seen a single one broken down or anything like that anywhere.
I've never even seen one charging. But yeah, that truck is in my neighborhood probably twice a day. The only the electric. I've only seen the electric in my neighborhood for like the last year.
Isn't that amazing to you?
Yeah. I've never thought of it until now, but yeah. They are electric. You can't hear them coming by.
Oh, they're quiet.
Yeah. No,
you got to watch out.
It's a really good point. I'd like to know who's making their Amazon trucks.
Rivian.
Oh, you did say that.
Yeah, they're, good advertisement for them.
Yeah.
They're doing pretty well.
No, but the post office to me is an example of, yeah, we can't cut it, but we can maybe stop the bleeding to the extent that it is right now.
I want all the asteroid people to keep their job.
I don't care
how lazy Chuck is.
I think Elon's very pro anything space. Like, you might not trust him on some. I trust Elon on space.
Like, what does that mean, though?
Like, I think he knows, hey, there's an asteroid that might come to the Earth. We need to keep some eyes on it. Like, I think he's, if anything, he wants to bolster the space program because he wants to get to Mars.
I think he'd want to bolster the SpaceX program.
But SpaceX is contracted by the federal government.
Right, but that's not necessarily the same thing as, again, a bunch of astronomers sitting in a tower somewhere. Yeah, like, they're not in the same department as the rockets.
I don't think Elon's dumb. Like, I think he realizes. And I think a lot of stuff will be run by other people than just Elon. Like, there's other people high up in the administration that will take a look. I mean, look, Kash Patel has already said, hey, don't respond to the email. Kash Patel, who is appointed by Trump, is saying, hey, hold off. So I think you're going to have people that are checking this.
I'd also like a little bit more than, well, I think this is going to happen. Because that's all we're left with. Right? Like, we don't really have any clear answer of what's it going to look like in 6 months. What's the end goal here? Like, what's your target for reducing the size of the federal government? Where do you want to reduce it? What have you highlighted right now? For all the transparency that's out there, and, he'll say every time, it's the most transparent. You can go on the Doge site and see, yep. This is where we've identified this. Like, and then you go there, and it's like, okay, here's like a $5,000, we spent on Kleenex for some office that doesn't exist anymore. And it's like, all right, that's good. But, like, this isn't exactly to me, I'm not going to keep tabs on every $5,000 expenditure that we wiped out.
Well, we're a month in, and this was one of the main things Trump ran on. And you bring up 6 months, Brian. I think it does get 6 months until you want to sound any alarm. It's a month in. And this is why Trump was elected. It's no secret what Elon Musk was going to do within the administration. Again, I know in many views it doesn't make it right or wrong. I'm just saying, let's give it more than a month before we start running around with our hair on fire. I got to say something before we get out of here. I have a new hobby. I went to Bangers and Dinks in Richmond over the weekend.
Okay.
Played pickleball.
Okay.
Yeah, Bangers and Dinks in Richmond, Virginia. Okay. Great place. I want to pick up pickleball. And I put up on X over the weekend, where can we play pickleball in Buffalo? And guess what? I got some nice responses. So I think over the next few months, I'm going to check these places out.
I'll say, where can't you play pickleball?
It's popping up everywhere. Oh, but I'm talking indoor winter pickleball.
Yeah. Every club, anywhere you can play rec sports, they've got a pickleball thing going on.
I get why it's so popular. It is very easy to pick up. And it's a good workout if you actually move. I scraped up my leg.
Were you anti-pickleball when we were talking about this before?
Yes.
Yeah. I'm not anti-pickleball. I just think that people should, take it for what it is. It's a great recreational sport. I don't play it, but it's a great recreational sport.
Yes, it is.
It's there for a reason. It's perfect because it's tennis that people can play. No, you can't play tennis. Unless you have two tennis players. You can't just pick up, like, if me and you went out there and you wanted to play tennis, like, we're not.
I used to play tennis all the time.
Okay.
I'm not a good server. Whatever.
You'll hit the ball at me, and I don't play tennis, and it'll go right past me. And then, like.
But you're an athletic guy. You can hit the ball.
Not really. In tennis, the thing's moving fast. You'll get mad at me.
I get it. You know what I'm saying? Your point is well taken. Yes.
Pickleball, anyone can be. Here's the thing. I don't want to watch it on TV.
I still agree with that.
I let's not pretend it's a sport.
To this point, I still agree with that. I had a lot of fun playing. I scraped up my leg. I really got into it. And I'm hoping to find some pickleball partners here in Western New York.
Great leisure activity.
Yeah.
Not a sport.
It's actually a good workout. Like, if you really get into it and move around.
Sure.
Some people don't move around as much.
So it was walking around the block. Not a sport.
Well, don't tell the Olympics that.
Speed walking is different. That is a sport. Thanks. That's great. We'll be back here tomorrow. You got David coming up next. BMAS and Beamer on WBEN.